Mahir, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Thanks, Fahir.
Mahir, before getting into the main topic of the interview, a bit about yourself and what are your main interests?
Well, many years ago, I studied genocide and Holocaust under Professor Colin Tatts at Macquarie University. I travelled overseas as part of those studies, both to Armenia and Israel, and I presented at conferences as well as had publications. But it's been years since I've been involved in the area, but when I saw a decision that was recently made by the Human Rights Commission, it sparked my concern, and I decided to write something about it.
Yeah, about your article, Mahir, the title is Australian Human Rights Commission Embraces Genocide Denier. Could you give us a background of the story?
So Tim Sutphommasane, who's Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner, distributes a monthly newsletter to a good range of his contacts about his activities. In October last year, he informed that readership through his newsletter that the Australian-Turkish Advocacy Alliance had been added as an official partner to the Racism It Stops With Me campaign. So how that campaign gets support from the community is to engage non-government organisations in the campaign. And basically, Tim had announced that the ATAA had joined it at that point in time.
Has anyone from the Armenian community besides you is working on the case?
Not to my knowledge, Vahe. I've informed Armenian community organisations. It's my understanding that some have considered the issues involved, but none have yet taken a public stance on the issue.
Have you approached the commission or the commissioner?
Yes, I did. So in early October, when Tim announced the ATAA's inclusion in the campaign, I wrote to the commission expressing my concerns. My thinking at the time was that the commission perhaps didn't know the nature of the activities that the ATAA was engaged in and the types of harms that it did to the Armenian community in particular, but also a number of other communities through those activities and through the language that it employs on its website. So I made that clear to the commission. But after considering the issue for a while, they decided to retain the ATAA within the campaign. And that's when I decided that really an article was needed to bring this issue to light.
Are there any other communities involved?
Not to my knowledge, but again, I've informed other communities about this issue, communities who may be negatively affected by, again, the activities and the language that the ATAA employs. But there's been no public stance as yet by any other community on this issue.
Was the story picked up by the mainstream media?
Not to my knowledge. The mainstream media has expressed some interest in running with the story, but further developments may need to take place before that can happen, and they haven't. So right now... Mainstream media, no, is not quite involved.
What's been the response to your article?
Well, the response was interesting. It's difficult to gauge the response. Really, the only way to gauge it is to look at the comments that are published on the website where the article appeared. And the comments were, how can I put this? The majority of the comments came from people who were trying to cast doubt on the Armenian genocide, who were trying to cast doubt on the factuality of the Jewish Holocaust, and also came from people who clearly were spouting anti-Semitic views. I mean, there were one or two kind of reasonable comments about the article, but it attracted this type of strange, very strange audience. And my colleague at the Australian Institute for Holocaust and Genocide Studies, Nikki Marzak, has written an article about that convergence between Holocaust deniers and Armenian genocide deniers that has come about through publication of this article.
So what's next step?
Well, next steps on my part are not that much. I feel that I've approached the commission. I've outlined my personal concerns and I've written an article about the issue. It's really left up to members of community organisations, really, if we're talking about the Armenian community, it's really up to Armenian community organisations about what they want to do about it. They've all been informed, and it's up to them to see whether they want to progress the issue or not. But, you know, for my mind, it's very important that the community's view about the ATAA's inclusion in this campaign is made clear. We need to kind of be clear, first of all, the point that I've made in the article is not that we don't want the Turkish community involved in an anti-racism campaign. They need to be involved. They're an integral part of Australian society. And discrimination against Australian Muslims is one of the key issues now facing the racism or the anti-racism agenda. So, of course, they need to be involved. The question is that if you have an organisation whose activities and language harms other ethnic communities so profoundly, are they an appropriate partner for such a campaign? Now, I just want to go through some of the things that the ATAA does. They aggressively deny the Armenian genocide. They accuse Armenian Australians of unduly seeking material gain when espousing the genocide. There's material on the ATAA website which brands Armenians as anti-Semitic, apparently because we've taken to calling Jews ojar, or soap, in some type of base reference to the Holocaust. And the ATAA has also praised the Talat Pasha Committee, which is named after one of the 20th century's worst mass murderers. And that organisation, by the way, has been condemned by the European Parliament. So this is the type of activities that the ATAA does, and the Commission has decided to include them as a partner. Now, I think that's ludicrous. First of all, I just want to say, Vahe, that this decision to include the ATAA in the anti-racism campaign undermines the integrity of the Commission. In my correspondence with the Commission has said that they don't take a position on these historical events. So that type of statement is the coward's way out. It's what Armenians, unfortunately, have come to expect from the Australian Foreign Ministry, but we have to expect more from this nation's peak human rights body. Tim Sutphommasane, who's Australia's Race Discrimination Commissioner, has condemned Dawn Fraser for telling tennis player Nick Kyrgios to go back to where his parents came from. He's condemned Senator Eric Abetz for referring to US Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas as a Negro, but he's not taking a position on genocide, which is undoubtedly humanity's worst manifestation of racism. People who listen to the ATAA's lectures or read its material, on the basis that they believe it, would probably act negative towards Armenian people in Australia. It could very well also make Armenian youth worried about how other Australians view them and might treat them. This is something that needs to be taken into account by the Commission in choosing its partners, and I don't think it has done so. The Commission's stance opens the door to other groups to spew abhorrent views and still be declared a fighter against racism. Imagine if a Croatian group praised the Ustasha and denied the killings of hundreds of thousands of Serbs and Jews during the Second World War. Imagine if a Japanese community group explained away the Nanking Massacre and atrocities against Koreans. What about a Serbian group denying the Srebrenica genocide? How about Pakistani Australians denying the murder of tens of thousands of Bangladeshis in 1971? On the basis of this decision, these groups would all be welcome in the Commission's anti-racism campaign. What's also really interesting about this decision is that it contradicts unequivocal condemnations of the Armenian genocide by past leaders of the Commission. And these leaders include Tim Wilson, Sev Ozdovsky, Marcus Eifeld and Brian Burdekin. Also in 2000, the Commission itself made a determination against Frederick Tobin, saying that he had breached the Racial Discrimination Act by publishing Holocaust denial material on his Adelaide Institute website. And that determination was upheld by the Federal Court a couple of years later. So the Commission has a track record of whether individuals in the Commission or the Commission as an organisation has a track record in condemning either the Armenian genocide or Holocaust denial, yet on this occasion they've said it's okay to deny the Armenian genocide insofar as it will not affect your ability to fight against racism in Australian society. Now, I think that's hypocritical. I think that's a contradictory position, and I think that's something that needs to be looked at. So what's also important to remember is that, you know, the ATAA doesn't represent the total quote-unquote Turkish viewpoint. There's a growing number of Turks who acknowledge the Armenian genocide, and this includes very prominent Turks, such as the Nobel laureate writer Orhan Pamuk, you know, politicians from German-Turkish politicians, the Turkish Human Rights Association, and a major political party in Turkey. Turkish scholars have not only acknowledged the Armenian genocide, but they're actually advancing our understanding of it. In recent years, Turkish scholars have led research into the wealth that was stolen from Armenians as part of the genocidal process, and they've also helped clarify Turks who rescued many, many Armenians during the genocide, righteous Turks. So this growing number of people within Turkish society have views about what happened to the Armenians that are completely at odds with what the ATAA says. And the Human Rights Commission needs to try to encourage these types of views rather than the regressive views that the ATAA puts forward.
Maher, thank you for your time and the interview.
Thank you, Maher.